Hey, this is Ash with Horror Fix. I'm actually coming to you today with two of the people that are involved in the Child's Play game that is currently trying to be crowdfunded. Now, we had heard about this game like a couple of years ago, and there's been waves of it sort of being talked about in hushed circles that we were going to get one, and then we sort of get the rug pulled out from under us. But it seems like we've got a team of people right now who really want to give us this game, and especially with the success of Friday the 13th, the game, and its launch, you know, just a few weeks ago, we think that there's a really, really good chance of this happening. And I know horror fans really, really want this to happen. So, first of all, if you could, sort of both of you introduce yourself and what you're doing with the game, and then we could sort of get onto why you're inspired to make this game, if that's cool with you guys.
Okay, so basically, my name is Kane, also known as Spartan on the internet. I am the main designer, or not main designer, main programmer slash developer at Terra Media. I run the social media pages, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, and Danny, now what do you do with the? Sorry, Danny, what do you do with the game?
I create the textures, and also for the marketing, well, I guess you could call it marketing, like publicity, I help out with that, like promoting it. And I also create teaser images that go up on the Twitter page. So basically, I just do like the graphics and stuff for the game. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Now, you guys have a crowdfunding campaign launched right now. I know you have a goal that you're looking for. So just briefly, what exactly is the goal? What are you looking to obtain with the goal? And tell people what they can expect once that goal has been reached.
So basically, we made the GoFundMe to get $8,000 because recently I contacted the team that made the original. There a long time ago, there was a game being made called Chucky Wanna Play. They made a Kickstarter, it didn't make its fully funding part, and so they canceled it. But the models that were originally made for it, they're willing to sell them to us for $8,000 for, like, all in total, like, 16 models. And once we have these models, we can officially, like, start putting out good gameplay and all that stuff, the game. We've been making the game with, like, test models online, so we've been, like, downloading, like, random models or stuff that was close. Like, there was a mobile game for Chucky. We've been using just, like, test, you know, models that we just throw in there and, like, start, you know, testing out the game and stuff like that. But if we get the $8,000, we'll be able to get all the models and basically have the game ready to put out teasers and all that stuff. And if we have the models, we can obviously make the game, like, publish it and all that stuff.
Okay, now how long has the crowdfunding campaign been live and been active?
It started on, is it June? Yeah, June 1st.
Okay, well, I got to hand it to you guys, first of all. The crowdfunding, and I'm trying to find the right terminology here. I want to say, like, the crowdfunding adventure, like the crowdfunding journey, is a roller coaster ride. So just being able to get yourself behind something that is so, it's emotional. It's this emotional journey. And being able to be as upfront as possible and saying, listen, here's something that we have, send us your money. You know, that's always a difficult thing. It sounds so confrontational. You know, it's like, it was the part that you always hated about asking your parents for shit, was always like, hey, how's it going? I need your money. You always had to have this, like, this huge story. There was always a build-up, remember? It was never just, hey, Dad, how's it going? How's your money? Can I have it now? It was always like, hey, Dad, how's it going? It's like the moment you were especially nice to your parents, they knew it was just a preamble. They were eventually going to ask for the money. Like, that was the reason behind this prolonged conversation, this coming to Jesus talk with your parents. So I got to give it to you. The idea of putting yourself out there and sort of asking people, like, hey, this is my dream and my vision, please help make it happen. Like, that's a brave thing. It's very courageous. Did you guys know going in, like, preparing yourself? Did you have, like, crowdfunding boot camp where you just had to sit and have a talk and, like, you know, smoke a lot of cigarettes, drink a lot of coffee, and just be like, okay, this is what to expect?
It started off, like, we were in a Skype call, me and Danny, and we were just kind of talking about, well, if we're going to get this game made, I told him about, like, I originally came to him about the game, like, maybe a couple months ago, because I started realizing, okay, I need some good textures and stuff like that. And I know himself, he makes, like, special effects stuff. He has his own YouTube channel and all this stuff. But I knew I needed some good quality stuff to put in the game instead of just, like, my crappy artwork. As I said in the GoFundMe, I'm not a good modeler at all. So I contacted him about that, and he sounded fine down to do it. So now he's a part of the team, so it's it's now two people that are in the team. And but we basically just sat there and we decided, okay, do we want to do Kickstarter or do we want to do GoFundMe? And I thought about Kickstarter. I'm like, well, we don't really have anything to guarantee people yet, because usually with Kickstarter, you kind of guarantee them something like, I mean, we could guarantee them a copy of the game. But I thought we should just do the GoFundMe for now. Then once we get the funds, then we can start to roll out the Kickstarter after we get a bunch of stuff ready.
So getting the models, let's say you're 8K funded. Do you have any kind of a goal as to when people might actually see the game after you get that initial 8K out of the way?
Okay, so we don't really have an initial release date. We definitely have an initial part where you'll see gameplay and you'll see trailers and stuff like that. That'd be like at least a couple, like, again, I can't guarantee anything because as development goes on, things can change at any time, you know. But I'd say at least a couple months, like 3 months till you see like some good substantial stuff going on.
So what actually inspired you to do this particular game? I mean, with so many properties that are available, why Child's Play? Why you guys, why did this become sort of your ambition?
Okay, so I'll go first and I'll have Danny go because he's a big Child's Play fan too. But I'm a giant Chucky fan, or Child's Play. I've been watching since I was like 5. Well, I used to be scared of him, like I bet every kid did. But then I kind of grew out of it and I have a whole Chucky collection right behind me. I've got pretty much all the merchandise you can think of. You know, I've seen all the movies 100 times, and I have a fan page that I made for the upcoming movie called Chucky. That's got a bunch of followers. That's where a lot of our population for the game is coming up, like where a lot of people are seeing the game. And I've completely loved Chucky, and I thought it would be really cool to make a game about him, because we've had Dead by Daylight, we've had Friday the 13th, the game, and those are like, they've never really implemented a small character, like, so Dead by Daylight. They have different type of slashers. So a small character would be cool to, I don't know, just in my opinion, like Chucky would be cool. And there was a Puppet Master game, but that got canceled. I just really think that if we have a small slasher game, it'd be really, it'd just be really stand out against all the other games, be unique.
All right, can I go around? All right, just like Spartan, I've been watching Chucky for a while. I've been watching horror movies in general for a while, but Chucky's always been my favorite out of all of them, followed up closely by Freddy Krueger. And, you know, he's just got this attitude and the way he acts. You know, I've always liked Chucky. And, there's, like Ken said, there's been other slasher games and stuff. And Chucky's a lot different to some of the other ones. He's small, so, like, you know, and also the fact that we came so close to having a game already with Chucky Wanna Play, but it just didn't reach the goal that it set. You know, I feel like now it would be better than then, because back then Chucky was. He's kind of dying, and also Seed of Chucky had just recently come out, and you know everybody hates it. Well, not everybody, but you know the majority hates right. Seed of Chucky. So, but now you know he's making a comeback, and you know so are slasher video games. So, it's really the perfect time. So I was like, you know, Kane said he was making a game, and I was like, well. You know, can I help out? Because I love Chucky. You know, Chucky's, you know, he's one of the best. He fits in a game as well, really well. Like, with some of the others, like Freddy Krueger, I feel like that would be a lot harder to make. It would be cooler, probably, but it would be harder. Because, you know, dreams and stuff. But Chucky, you know.
And I think a lot of people were, you know, very excited and very interested in that prospect of a game. And I think the people were looking forward to it. I think it's already got that built-in audience. So I can definitely see, you know, you're able to sort of, you know, stand on the shoulders of what came before it. You're able to improve upon it. You're able to get it going. You know, the wheels have already sort of been moving for a few years, which is a good thing, too. So, you know, I want to thank both of you for coming on today, for talking with me. Now, if people are looking for where they can contribute, where do they go? How do they get involved?
Okay, so if you want to check out our Twitter, it's @Child's Play Game. On there will be a direct link to our GoFundMe and our little bio. So you just click there, and then you go straight to our GoFundMe. We currently have like $21 out of the 8K goal, which is really cool. Thank you to the two people that have donated already. Very awesome of you. And also, a little thing I have going on. I didn't really put this in the description of the GoFundMe, but if you donate more than $10, you'll be kind of a part of the game. If you do, and you DM me, and you show proof that you actually did, I will write you down and tell you what you're going to be a part of. So, yeah, that's how you can find our game. Go to our Twitter. In there is our website link, and you can donate from there. And well, we have updates on our Twitter constantly, too.
Oh, great. And I encourage everyone who's listening, you know, definitely go over there. This is something that I think horror fans are looking for. And I think it would be great if we had this more than just Friday the 13th and more than just the zombie games and, you know, the POV horror films, horror games based on films that come out. I'd really like to see that we have a multitude of horror games and recognizable properties that we can choose from to play. So I think getting this into the mix is one way that we can sort of, you know, escalate our enthusiasm and maybe get a few more in there. So I want to thank both of you for talking with me today, because I really want to get behind this and I want people to get behind it. I want us to have a Chucky game. That's what I want. You know, I think that's what we all sort of want, right?
Yeah, definitely. And also, one thing I wanted to add, we have plans for PlayStation, so for consoles. We have plans to release it on there, but most likely at launch, it will only launch on PC, on like Steam and other platforms, like our other like sort of stores like that for PC. Just wanted to put that out there.
Okay, great. Do you guys have a minute off the air?
What?
Do you guys have a minute off the air?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. Like I said, make sure to head over to their Twitter, everyone who's listening. We'll have a post of this on horrorfix.com as well, and we'll post it on our Twitter and our Facebook. So anybody's listening, you can go to multiple channels to learn more about this. And as always, if you have a crowdfunding horror campaign out there, please, everyone, contribute. This is how we keep the industry and the community alive. Thanks so much, guys.